This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. Welcome to the second hour of the show. This is the best of lunchtime radio on a Wednesday. I go by the name of King Bashir with the Mentor Stock himself. Yes, it is time for Skaftina Chronicles right now. With the economy being what it is right now, man, we are constantly looking for ways to cut down costs so we are able to sustain ourselves and those who rely on us. Now, one way a lot of people are doing this is through, you know, lunch boxes, pre-packed lunch boxes, rather than spending money every day at the stores, you know, at the cafeterias, just spending money, right? But also, we are constantly thinking, and sometimes you can pre-pack a lunchbox and leave it at the counter when you're on your way out, when you're about to leave for work. And that is what I want us to have a conversation about. Now, do share with me, right? If you always pre-pack your lunchbox to work, and you happen to forget yours when you leave the house, do you save it for the next day? Or it is maybe your afternoon snack when you knock off? What is it that you do? Send me a voice note, send me a text, 0798996226, 0798996226. I know there's no way you have never forgotten your skaftin when you're on your way to work. Now, since you forgot your skaftin, when you get back, the same food you packed on today, is it the same food you're going to have tomorrow? Or is it the same food that you're going to punish when you get home and feel like, I get snacked, this is what I'm going to eat? Let me know. Send me a voice note. Send me a text. 0798996226. 0798996226. I'm one of those people that whatever I make today must be finished today. You understand? There's no way I'm going to leave what I made today for tomorrow. I'm just one of those people. I know my sister's is totally different. She'll tell you what I tomorrow. But me, when I get home, that is what I will eat. That is the thing that I will eat, because I'll be thinking about it the whole day, the entire day, because I know once I pack a skaftin, that means that food is fire. So right now, I'm not going to wait for tomorrow to indulge in that fire food. I'm going to get home, since the whole day I'll be thinking about it, you know? So that is just me. Let me know. Send me a voice note. Send me a text. 0798996226. 0798996226. If you pre-pack your lunchbox to work and you happen to forget it when you leave the house, do you save the food for the next day? Or it is something that you're going to have when you knock off? 0798996226. Let me know.
Afternoon, Bash.
Hello.
Afternoon, my Bashusha.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, on the topic here today, I once did Lebala's captain on my way to work. So luckily for me, I have two teenage kids. I have an older son and a daughter. So my son doesn't usually like to carry a lunchbox. He prefers like the fruits and snacks. And then my daughter is the one who are now the last captain. So when I realized what I left my lunchbox, I realized it when I go to work. Because normally when I go to work, I will take it out from my lunch bag and put it in the fridge. So I realized, I called my daughter to let her know that she can take my lunchbox to school. She was so excited because I know it was for the skaftin. So she was, I could even hear it in her voice, like, oh, mama, thank you. So I was, you know, so luckily I had like the fruits and some snacks as well, so that's what I had for lunch. But I believe that if for some reason when I get back from work, I will eat it for dinner. Then it's boring, whatever I will be having for dinner that day, then to get the first caption the following day. Yeah, I think I was just told, because I can't say I will have it as a snack. Now we'll probably get a little like a son as caption sale. For that day. Yeah. Amazing music. Amazing show as always, my king. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much. Really do appreciate it as well.
Dumela Besh, Dumela Besh,
for like this
at Omulin.
Sure.
Omulin Hyde Mukopan. Skafti in like a celebrity. Katsama, like a miracle, see shake. ke o fitla kwa kare ka dijo ka ja he ke boa ke tlo seja e ore se tloshala sa tlotsaya baka sa bereka ka o sane ka se dire ke tlabe ke sa tlhotsise le right he ke boya na pele ke a tseba re ke na le dinner for tonight which means o tsebore di ka se tsamaya jo robala no he ke boya spanyo go dija then done ka tsone.
Big shout out. Thank you so much. Keep your voice notes, keep your messages coming through right here on the Capricorn Adventure. It is Kaftin Chronicles. All right. Now, when you forget Kaftin Sagawa on your way to work, Oselebeji, what do you do when you get home? Do you save that food for the next day? Or same time, at the time when you arrive at home? Let me know. But hi, my brother. I'll just reserve the lunchbox for my supper. No ways. Mialani Molobela in Burgersfort. A big shout out to you, my brother.
Hey, King Bash. How's it?
Good, you?
You know what, ne? In my entire life, I've never forgotten my lunchbox.
Yeah.
I don't remember forgetting my food. I mean, I'm going to work to eat. Like, literally. I mean, how am I going to function without food? Like, I've never. To such an extent that I'll even set an alarm to remind me, Dijo.
Wow.
So, I don't remember forgetting my lunchbox. Shem, that's how much I love my food. It's Sonia out, well, normally out in Jane Fest, but now I cannot mention my location. Yeah.
Okay, Sonia.
So, brothers.
Oh, yeah?
It's Captain Braga. It's not a orange. Hello, celebrity. It depends on Rulao one. Or Lavatona. Old Lelovan, who has loose and Joe Fita or Sish. My old Lelovato, maybe Joseph or Joseph inside. Who has loo Grelor of us here, unless only Alina Gola Rego Homo, Agrelor of us here, and then was such a fight. But thank you.
Hola, my brother.
Hi, my king. Hi. Great music. Great show.
Thank you.
I'm currently unemployed at the moment, but the time is when I normally forget my lunchbox, like the first thing when I come back after work will be to make it my afternoon snack, because what's about like, you know, when you do it with love, like Otamaya, like, so when you realize that you have forgotten your scouting, I definitely enjoyed it as my afternoon snack. You know, yeah.
Big shout out, thank you so much for that.
Oh, Lucky Bash.
Yes, sir.
The only time that I forget my scouting at home, you know, when you get home and eat your dinner and and then you know tomorrow this obviously gonna end up in your scaffolding for take to work. I love Allah on purpose. You forgot your scaffolding. I say, eish. Then she said, what must I do? Must I put it in the fridge or freezer for you tomorrow? I said, don't worry, you can eat it. No stress, I'll make a plan. Yeah. Oh, Lucky Bash.
Yeah, men are saving themselves out there. Hola, Grootman, thank you so much for that.
Hello, Kim Bash. Now, once again, I'm going to go to the scaffolding. Sisala Sikiliwa, Shim. Sisala Sikiliwa, Munya Sonaga, Sisikumanaka, Wemiruko, Nirora, Sanja, Dari, Kikwagam Tswana.
That is where we shall leave Scaffolding Chronicles for today.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.